Irvin Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, the last Tosfos on the Amud, Nisgagel Chutz L'Tchum.
The Mishnah over here is talking about Nisgagel Chutz L'Tchum. Now, if the Erev itself rolled Chutz L'Tchum, so now Tosfos it's Mevui in the Mishnah over here that it's not a good Erev, right? Similar to what we're saying, too far. Tosfos says that Filo Tchum and Rabbanon. Tosfos says that the problem over here is even if we were to hold that Chum is Rabbanon, Vafil Rebbe Domar called over Shum Shum Shvus Legoz Olav Ben Hashmoshes. And I remember these are things that we discussed before, that Rebbe Shita is that something which is Mishum Shvus and is Rabbanon Legoz Olav Ben Hashmoshes. And therefore, were that to be the basis of why he can't get to the Erev, is because there's a shvus in Issa Drabonim, so that really wouldn't make it that he can't get to the Erev, because the goes are shvus ben Hashmoshes. Ben Hashmoshes is the time at the Erev is kind of shvisa. At that time, the ben Hashmoshes, which is a sofik, the goes are shvus, so there's really no Issa, so you really can make it over there. So this is what Tosfos over here is bringing up the point, that it would seem to be like where Rashi explained by us, the problem is that he can't get there, right? Because he can't walk, he's out of the tchum. And that Tosfos says, well, I mean, if you hold that Tchum in Drabonon, and you hold that Legoz are Shvus Ben Hashmoshes, you really shouldn't have any problem here. That's what Tosfos means to bring up. And Tosfos says that this halacha that we're talking about, Nesgag al Chutz L'Tchum, which is the reason why the Erev won't be kind for him, is non-dependent on this problem over here. Even if Rabbi Domar called over Shem Shem Shoshle Gozlo Ben Hashmoshes, and therefore he really could get to the Erev at this point, because it's Ben Hashmoshes, that Rabbi holds that Isum Rabbanon, since Ben Hashmoshes is only a Sofik, so Chazal Worm Gozer is a Shfusen, which basically means is a Rabbanon Ben Hashmoshes, right? So Ben Hashmoshes, anything is Rabbanon, it's mutter to do. So now if you want to know, person is, you know, out of the 2,000 Amos, further away from his Erev, they want to know, is he able to get there? Is there an Issa Tchum which is preventing him from getting there? So that's what he's saying, it's really not. Right? There's no Issa Tchum preventing over here, because Tchumen is Drabonon, and Drabonon's Rebbe holds they weren't Goyze Ben Hashmoshes, so you really don't have an Issa preventing him from going there, so why is it that it's not a good Erev? So on that Tosfos says like this. So based on these two things that we mentioned, first of all, Tchum Rabbanon, and second of all, Isur Rabbanon, Rebbe holds they weren't going to Ben Hashmoshes, Af Al Gav, the Ben Hashmoshes, Motzei L'Mishkalei V'Suyei, he really could get to it, pick it up and take it for himself. The reason why it's not a good Erev is as follows. Kivan De'im Kona Shvisa V'Mokam Shinez Gagal Ha'Erev. Being that, if he were to be kind of shvisa in the place where the Erev is, in this situation, you know, it rolled away, that's why it's further from him, 2,000 Amos. Were he to be kind of shvisa, so what would happen now is that he'd be standing chus l'tchum, ve'en le'ela ab Amos, right? The Knesset Erev will be detrimental to him, right? Because in that situation, if he's kind of shvisa with the Erev, so now he's standing outside of the Tchum, so now he's stuck with Dan Amos. Hilkoch, Titn Rabbanon, Shlo Yia Erev. El Kishu B'Seich HaTchum. The Tchum gives us a different explanation to why it is if Ben Hashmoshes, he finds himself more than 2,000 Amos away from the Erev. Tosfos says that, you know, if you hold the Chayis Tchum is the Reis, or if you hold that Goz Shush Ben Hashmoshes, even if Tchum is Rabbanon, fine, and you can use the general explanation that we have, that you can't get to it. But according to this combination, Tchum and Rabbanon, and according to Rebbe, right, so then that shouldn't make a problem of Knias Erev, if it's more than 2,000 hours away from you. Therefore, Tosfos gives an alternate explanation for a different thing, that being that were the Erev to be claiming for him, then he would lose out, because he'd be stuck in Dan Amos, because he's outside of the Tchum. So in this situation, Tikn Rabbanon Shlo Yehei HaErev. El Kishul B'Seichat Chum. That's why there's a Takanas Chazal, not necessarily based on the ability to get there, but the Chazal were mistaken that this, that the Erev is Kainah for him is only if he's inside the Tchum, in order that it shouldn't be detrimental to him, the Kniyas Erev.